With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. This week we have decided to do something with Belinda that we've never done before, and that is some psychological testing.
It's about time.
It is about time, because we feel like she's kind of insane.
She's insane, and we don't really know who she is, do we? Because
no.
She never speaks.
We don't know what's going on in her mind, because sometimes when she does speak, that belies what's going on in her head.
So, Alice, you've prepared a little something.
Well, yeah, I can't take full credit for it, because a lot of people have mentioned this to us when it comes to Belinda. And actually, when it comes to the employees of Steels Pots and Pans in general, lots of people who listen to the podcast that work for massive conglomerates and very important businesses and things have actually done this test at work. It's called the Myers-Briggs test.
Oh, so it is a business test.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a test to work out what kind of personality you are. And obviously, in like a business situation, very important.
Very important, absolutely.
Is this something you see in like the middle of a Women's Weekly magazine?
Yeah, you're
something?
Samantha from Sex and the City.
Every time.
It's not dissimilar to that, actually. It's a questionnaire you answer basically on a sliding scale of agree or disagree. And it's a report on your instincts about stuff. So, you know, like my instinct at a party would be to jump out of the window.
Yeah. I mean, if you even arrived at the party.
Exactly.
That would rely on you getting there in the first place.
Precisely. That is very telling on this kind of test.
Okay.
That will dictate what kind of personality you are.
Agoraphobic.
It just turns out I don't have a personality and shouldn't attend parties.
Should we jump in then?
Let's jump in. So I'm going to need your help. Usually you'd answer these questions for yourself.
Of course.
But we're going to answer for Belinda today. And I think it's going to be really enlightening.
Okay. I can't wait, actually. It's going to be quite fun.
I think sometimes when we call bullshit on a lot of her life decisions, actually we'll now see why.
Right. Yes. Okay. Interesting.
And remember, the sliding scale is always the same. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being disagree strongly and 10 being agree strongly, what would Belinda say?
Okay.
You find it difficult to introduce yourself to other people.
Oh my God, 10. Or at least if she does it, she does it an hour into the conversation.
And she does it by removing all of her clothes.
Yeah. But that's not, it's also not just her who's like that. It's everyone in this world. That seems like to be a trait of everyone. Okay, so 10 for that one. Strongly agree.
Okay.
Is there an 11, in fact?
Do you know what? There isn't, but let me ramp it up and just see if I can do that. You often get so lost in your thoughts that you ignore or forget your surroundings.
Oh my God, again?
10.
Wow.
I feel like these questions have been written specifically about Belinda Bling.
She's always planning something. She's always organising the next thing, even if she's about to come.
Just think, in the maze, diarising.
Every day.
Every single person she meets, she's meeting them again in 3 weeks' time.
Oh, absolutely.
Alphonse, Jim Sterling, Marco Arrigues.
Giving out business cards at an orgy, you know.
Even Penelope Polle.
Oh, even Penelope Volle.
Whatever she ends up being, I feel like she's going to be like the extreme version of it after two questions.
Yeah, because I feel like most people answer in like twos and fours and like maybe some eights and sevens.
Mainly fives, yeah.
Next one for her is, you feel superior to other people.
Ooh.
Her breasts are definitely superior.
Yeah, and also she does love calling out her RSMs as her subordinates, doesn't she? So...
I wouldn't go 10, though.
No, I wouldn't go 10.
Because sometimes I feel like in many ways she's riddled with insecurities about her superiority. She's always on the climb, isn't she? She's never happy with where she is. She's never like, I'm the top of the tree, I'm going to sit tight.
And she does respect authority an awful lot, you know, like the aristocracy, Tony even, Sir James Godwin. She does kind of really respect them and how far they've come in their lives.
This is ludicrous, by the way. Absolutely ludicrous.
How are we talking in such detail about a character that said about four words in
because
three books?
Because Dad hasn't given it any characterisation. If he'd have done all the work, we wouldn't be sat here.
So what, seven?
Okay, good. Right. Oh.
Oh, God.
What?
I think we're going to have our first one of the game. You often feel as if you have to justify yourself to other people.
One, move on.
I don't think she's ever once justified her actions. That's 600,000 quid she spent on those walks. I don't think she's even, like, signed that off.
No, no one's ever asked about it.
In a good way, though. She kind of never apologises.
For the black stockings.
For the black stockings or for
her
what
behaviour.
She's up to.
Yeah. Maybe they were a metaphor all along. First chapter, she will not apologise for her black stockings. Turns out that's the way she lives her life.
She doesn't apologise for anything. She never asked to either. Like, no one ever goes, what the fuck are you doing?
Is that because she's surrounded by even more extreme people? So in comparison, you're like, she's doing all right.
Didn't it say once that she's all her friends are like nuts? So she just surrounds herself with people that are just as mental.
She's the boring one of
she's
the group.
She's the square, yeah. Isn't she? This one's interesting because I'm not sure we'll be able to answer this completely fully.
Okay.
Your home and work environments are quite tidy.
Well, we've never seen a flat.
No.
We know it's basic though, right? We know the decor is going to be... She's going to have one of those black and white pictures of a New York street with a yellow taxi.
Oh, God, yeah.
I kind of imagine that she doesn't have any furniture because she's never at home.
Oh, you think she's not furnished it yet?
And maybe she's just moved to London because wasn't her last job in Australia?
At PTY?
Yeah. Oh, no, is it Typhoid Crockery Holdings in Canterbury? Sorry, my mistake.
You're going too far back.
No, but I think even if she'd been there, like, a year, she'd still have no furniture. Maybe one chair and a bed. Mm. Oh,
that's so grim, though, isn't it?
It's no way to live, is it?
It's worse than Ken Dewsbury's dungeon.
But is it tidy, guys?
Well, she has a cluttered office, doesn't she? Because she's got a microwave in there. She's got...
by the sounds of it, all of the Oxybrilla range is just stored in her office.
It's very much the warehouse and the sales director's office.
Maybe we just put it as a five, because we aren't sure, are we?
Okay, if in doubt, five it. Oh my God, these questions are too good. Your travel plans are usually well thought out.
10.
Immediately.
I mean, you say 10, but she did travel in that biplane to go and deliver those Guardians. That wasn't amazingly well thought out.
And she did travel halfway across the countryside in a horse box, which is probably not the best way to travel.
And she has always travelled economy comfort class, and I'd say if you were organised, you'd have bumped yourself right up.
So maybe it's not 10, maybe it's more like 3?
I'm popping a 3 down for that one, my darlings.
Great.
And what do we think about this one? I feel like this is maybe getting to the core of Blumenthal. People can rarely upset you.
Ooh. I mean, if she's anything like her creator, nothing upsets her because Dad is fine with any sort of critique.
He is completely impervious.
He is. He thinks it's a compliment, which it kind of is in a way.
So he'd be a 10.
He'd be a 10, but what would Belinda be?
Does she get upset?
I've never known her really to have any extremes of emotion. Was she annoyed about being in that window in Amsterdam?
No, she loved the game of that. She thought it was like really, really funny and clever, didn't she?
And she was proud that she was a record breaker.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She was annoyed once when she felt like Marco Arrigues was being patronising to her. Do you remember that in the car? She was like, if you had any more patronising, I'll smack you one.
She does not like to be talked down to.
And is that the most we've ever heard her raise a voice?
I think that's the most we've ever seen of anything resembling emotion.
But funny that, like, she wasn't mad when she'd crashed a car, literally, an hour before. Not even angry.
She wasn't angry when she found out that Peter Rouse was married, didn't care about that.
When business stuff isn't going to plan, which, let's be honest, is most of the time, if now, nearing the end of the book, we're going to be blunt.
She wasn't mad about Jim Sterling's lack of penis or then his flaky penis.
No.
She's very pragmatic. So I think maybe a 9?
Okay, let's put it down for a 9. This one's kind of connected. It's often difficult for you to relate to other people's feelings. Oh my God, this is a 10, surely.
100%.
Her emotional maturity, though, is zero.
I was going to say, this relies so much on her having any sort of feelings whatsoever. I think she's a robot. But I think that has been a theory among listeners before, that she is a fembot or something like that. And she's like, cannot process emotion.
Must shag for pots and pans.
Exactly.
just totally bypasses what they've said or thought or what your natural instinct would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she doesn't have the processing power for that sort of thing.
She needs more RAM.
she needs her programming updated.
She's got a Pentium 4. I don't know what that is. I've just heard the adverts. So what are we saying for that one, guys?
It's always difficult for her to relate to other people's feelings and emotions. So what, another 9? 10?
Should we bump her up to a 10?
I think a 10.
Oh, let's give her a 10.
Now, this one's highly controversial, so we have to be very careful about how we answer.
Oh.
Obviously, all we've done is answer honestly, so people can't have us for it. Your work style is closer to random energy spikes than to a methodical and organised approach.
Oh, my God.
Energy spikes, that's literally sex.
These books should be called Energy Spikes 1, 2 and 3.
Belinda Energy Spiked.
Yeah, that's got to be a 10.
If she was a graph, it'd just be like up, down, up, down, up, down.
She is living on the extremities of this test.
She really is. And the idea that she would have had a methodical or organised approach to selling pots and pans, and instead she's just in there all guns blazing. I just love it. That's so true.
Yeah.
What's worrying me is that there is a character there that we're realising that this is like a fully fleshed out character.
I actually can't wait to see what she turns out to be. So on this particular test, there are 16 personalities.
And she's going to be one of
those. She's going to be one of those characters.
Oh, okay.
Moving on. You often find yourself lost in thought when you're walking in nature.
Have you ever been in nature?
The maze, the glade.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Epsom countryside was very scenic. The Lazy Pea Ranch, I guess, is nature.
Does the chocolate lake count?
Fountain, please.
I mean, getting lost in her thoughts. I don't really think that she has many thoughts.
She doesn't have reveries, does she?
Well, she just chats to her clit, doesn't she, really, if she wants someone to talk to when she's alone.
She chats to her clit?
It's very chatty.
Although saying that, most of her dialogue is her mind told her. She thought, Belinda mused. Do you know what I mean? So she does have thoughts quite a lot.
Yeah, she's rarely speaking out loud, is she?
And she's quite a bitch, isn't she, when she thinks?
Yeah.
She's always thinking quite catty comments about other people.
Judgments.
That she looks better than them, or that their penis is too small, or...
And then all she'll come out with is like, hey, girls. Right, I'm going to give a full mark to that one.
Okay.
Oh, this is spooky. These questions are genuinely spooky.
Is this a real test, Alice?
This is real.
Have you written this yourself?
It's on the dark web. It's real. It does not take you much time to start getting involved in social activities at your new workplace.
What?
She hit the ground running, to be fair.
The leather room was day two.
She hadn't even got the job and she was shagging everyone.
What day are we even on now?
I think she's about a month in. Ish.
How can that even be the case?
She's already been on holiday with some of her colleagues.
I mean, bless her though, because like when I start a new job, it does take me a real while to warm up and kind of get to know where my place is and who the people are.
Who you can have sex with.
Well, exactly. And she hit the ground fucking sprinting.
Sometimes you find it difficult to know, like, do you bring your own mug from home? Like, what's the etiquette there? There was none of that.
Can you use office milk for cereal, or is it just for hot beverages?
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like if she even left after now, like after even 5 weeks, she'd have a massive leaving party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she'd be missed.
I mean, missed.
Her absence would be noted.
Yeah, Maeve on reception would be devastated, I'm sure. So this one, we obviously have to say full marks, don't
100%,
we?
100%, 10, 10, 10.
I'm scared to know how much more specific they're going to get. Do other people do this test and go like, what are these weird-ass questions? Yeah.
Many people not in cookware.
I should have said, sorry, this is a cookware-based personality test.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
You enjoy going to social events that involve dress-up or role-play activities.
Oh, for God's sake, come on.
Shall I move on?
I think you know what to put for that.
That £2,500 bit of riding gear, anyone?
Sorry, I'll try and speed this along by eliminating the really obvious ones. A bit like you're a relatively reserved and quiet person.
Yeah.
Okay, we come to the final one.
Oh, God. Okay.
The jewel in the crown of this personality test, if you don't mind me saying. If you had a business, you would find it very difficult to file loyal but underperforming employees.
Well, Des, she's just known from day one that she wanted to get rid of Des.
Bella, I'm sorry. If that isn't the definition of an underperforming colleague.
I mean, guys, we could name everyone that steals. No one's pulling their weight.
It's a swamp and it needs clearing.
Bill from HR, absolutely useless.
Oh, my God. I mean, even down to Maeve, like, I don't know what she's been up to.
For God's sake, all she said is, oh, hi, Belinda. That's all she said the entire book.
Give her a chance. She's only been in two chapters.
It's been in one chapter, actually.
Well, exactly. Give her time. She could be great.
You should write Maeve's CV, bumping up her experience like that.
Yeah, the problem with Steels is no one's got the balls to, like, do what needs to be done.
They've got the balls to have a lot of sex with each other, but, yeah, not to do anything in any kind of business etiquette.
It's funny you guys have gone for that angle, because I always think she is pretty cutthroat. I think she's a lone ranger without many emotional ties to people.
That's true, but she hasn't fired anyone yet, and I feel like she's been on the cusp and just hasn't had the bottle to do it. But maybe that is just because she's a month in. Because didn't she say early on that she was thinking of firing all of the RSMs and then she just didn't?
She got sidetracked, didn't she? I don't know if that's loyalty or just procrastination.
I mean, Dave Wilcox needs to go. What's he doing? I haven't heard from him in three months.
She is loyal with her Glee team. I feel like that's a kind of a real bond there with Giselle and Bella.
Yeah, but then they're getting too close. It's going beyond business. They're not colleagues anymore, they're friends.
And she kind of promoted them both just because they're her friends exactly. as well, I feel.
But also bitches about them at every turn.
True. I mean, all that Ritz bar gossip in the gossip trail.
Honestly,
the Glee team is a sham.
It's an utter sham. So for this one then, what am I putting?
10. Always 10.
I don't know with this one. It's kind of it's a grey area. I think maybe it's more like a 3. Until we have evidence to the contrary.
Okay. Shades of grey. Sorry, colours of grey. Always with this. Right, let me just get the results. If you could just talk amongst yourselves, maybe
absolutely.
Get yourself a little cup of tea.
How's your day been, James?
Oh, yeah, not bad. I had a massage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was. She pulled my pants down, though. I didn't know that was normal.
Got your whole arse out.
Got my whole arse out. My anus is suitably massaged.
Was it tight?
I didn't know they did that.
Oh, my God.
What?
I can't believe it either. She got his stink out in front of him.
I'm literally not listening to a word you two say. I've just got the results.
Oh, shit.
And?
It's just weird.
Okay.
Okay, so they give you a personality type, one of 16.
Yeah.
And they give it a name. They kind of give it a character.
Okay.
Hers is the entrepreneur.
No way. There you go.
For people who follow the kind of more technical Myers-Briggs bit, she's an ESTP-A, if you're interested in that. So let me tell you a bit about her as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So entrepreneurs always have an impact on their immediate surroundings. The best way to spot them at a party is to look for the whirling eddy of people flitting about them as they move from group to group.
Oh my God, that's literally her at that orgy.
Oh my God, you're so right. And it does say people giving out business cards on the side. Laughing and entertaining with a blunt and earthy humour. I mean, she doesn't have any humour, but I would describe it as blunt and earthy if it was anything.
Earthy's very apt.
Earthy? Entrepreneur personalities love to be the centre of attention. If an audience member is asked to come on stage, entrepreneurs volunteer.
Oh, the Millennium Dome building.
Precisely.
Need we say more?
It says here, or they volunteer a shy friend.
There's no one shy in these books.
It's so good. Right, it goes on and on. I won't read you the whole thing, but basically it's entirely on point for
her.
I can't believe she got entrepreneur.
I mean, she isn't one, but yeah, it's fitting. Because she does work for a company.
Famously entirely inaccurate, but I feel like Rocky would consider her an entrepreneur.
It's in business.
One of the things that the website offers you is a comparison to famous fellow entrepreneurs, other people who have this personality type.
This is very good. Okay, who's she like? Who are her bedfellows?
I'll be honest, the bedfellows are diverse.
Don't tell me it's Oprah.
We start with Ernest Hemingway.
That's Rocky's bedfellow, surely.
But it also includes Eddie Murphy.
I've always said Belinda Blumenthal is the Eddie Murphy of pots and pans.
Also, Nicolas Sarkozy.
Oh, my God. Isn't he the corrupt ex-president of France? Brilliant.
It doesn't stop there, though, guys. What about Jaime Lannister of Game of Thrones?
The fuck? This is a diverse list.
Also, Jaime Lannister.
Is that the character's name?
Mm. Yeah.
On a psychological test, you can't compare somebody to a fictional character. And she is a fictional character.
We're comparing a fictional character,
God,
though.
This is so meta. Okay. I can't help but feel that some of these are a tad out of date.
Oh, God.
Like Gabrielle Solis from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, my God. That is such a good one.
Oh, I never watched it. What was she like?
What, more in look, actually, than anything else.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Like, who's the actress? Eva Longoria.
Dead sassy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, fit.
I mean, the comparisons are far and wide. D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan? The Musketeer?
One of the three Musketeers, yeah. Bruce Willis.
What?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Just to check, is it the whole cast of Pulp Fiction?
I would love it if, after hearing this, they add in Belinda Blumenthal onto this list.
Oh, my God.
If Jamie Lannister can be there.
That would be the dream. I mean, if Lincoln Burrows from Prison Break can be there.
If Myers and or Briggs are listening, if you could add Belinda Blumenthal to ESTP-A entrepreneur, that would be ace.
We can provide a crude avatar if that's required, because the one of Jack Nicholson, honestly, I wouldn't say it's accurate.
She's the same as Jack. Awesome. Well, I feel like we've learned a lot more about Belinda now, and we've discovered that she has a character. Who knew?
It's nice to be able to sit and actually, yeah, think about some of the decisions she's made and who she actually is.
Yeah.
Will you ask Rocky if he'll do it?
Oh my goodness, we should totally do one of Rocky.
Yeah, I'm keen.
My worry is that it'd come out the exact same way. I've always said he's like Bruce Willis.
My worry would be that the whole website would crash. He doesn't fit into the 16 personalities, yet everybody does.
He's one of a kind.
He's a maverick.
He's our maverick.
Dad, get on it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.